recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, man. Get it on. Got to get it on. And thanks to that's Drew over there. That's me over here. LifeLock. Promo code Adam. TrueCar.com. TheraWorksRelief.com. And you can download Pluto TV. It's your favorite devices. You got a call, Drew?
I do. I see some calls. I know. I don't want to do thoughts. I got lots of thoughts, strangely. Mm-hmm. I got a ton of stuff I want to talk to you about. But I liked some of these calls. Let's go to line four.
Jared, 27, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Hey, Adam, Drew, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, now.
What's going on now?
Yeah, so, you know, I got a little bit of millennial perspective on sort of this outrage culture.
Please.
And I think that it's, you know, like systematic racism might be a myth, but I don't think systematic propaganda is a myth. And, I mean, for Facebook and Twitter and all these things, they all have these algorithms that basically...
Wait, hold on. I want to tell you a story. One of the things I wanted to talk to you about, Adam, is I was going through my Facebook feed today, and all of a sudden, you know, you get your inputs from your friends. All of a sudden, it looks like Kamala Harris is my friend and sending me a note.
Mm-hmm.
And Kamala Harris is telling me to click here because we have to get a million signatures to stop Kavanaugh. And I was like, well, that's interesting. I didn't know I followed Kamala Harris. And I thought... I think this is an ad or something. So there's a little bar up in the upper right where you can check. A screen comes down, and it says, why am I getting this ad? And I checked it out. I clicked on that. And it essentially said, well, the way you navigate on the web, you have been determined to be a, what they call it, U.S. citizen far liberal. So I'm a very liberal person. And yeah. Kamala Harris has asked to identify those individuals and is sending this message. And I thought, what the fuck? I thought they were stopped manipulating politics on Facebook. They were going to give – because this could be from a Russian for all I know. I know who it's from, Kamala Harris. I know who it's from. Mm-hmm. But it could be any political operative trying to manipulate me. It was deeply concerning. So go ahead. Go ahead, Jared. Does that figure in any way into what you're saying?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's just like Pandora, right? I mean, you listen to songs. You give the thumbs up. And to the songs you like, the thumbs down to the songs you don't like. And after a little while, 95% of the songs are the ones that you like, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, you've got millennials who are effectively exposed to nothing but their side, their views all day, every day, in their phones. It's just constantly bombarding them.
It's, so, you know what, Jared, I'm going to co-sign what you said. I actually found myself telling one of my kids exactly this. I said, it's really unhealthy that you only talk to people of a certain kind of person, certain point of view. I said, go out and this guy's from the middle of the country. He's totally different than your point of view. Go have coffee with him and pick his brain. See what he's about and ask him how he experiences you. Learn about yourself from other points of view. So important. So I agree with you. I've had that talk with my kids.
The talk I'm going to have with Gary is if Kamala Harris sounds like somebody, it's always – bumped me that she sounds like somebody.
I have her name sounds like somebody you know or something?
No, her tone.
Oh.
I have a weird ear where I have a weird eye and a weird ear. If I look at someone, I'll go, ooh, that looks like it reminds me of, and then I'll go, that sounds like somebody. You listen to Kamala Harris talk, Gary, and you can also find Maya Rudolph from the SNL cast, and I'm not sure if it's her doing like a character in a sketch. She's not playing Barbara Streisand or anything. But you hear Kamala Harris talk and you hear Maya Rudolph talk tonally.
Didn't she do a Whitney Houston or something or some character either? Or
she did a singer.
Yeah.
And it sounded – but that's what – Kamala Harris has a very interesting tone, although I don't like it. Go ahead. New World Order. That's where we're at.
Well, just a siloed world order, and that's part of the problem. That is part of the problem. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, do you remember when you came up speaking of when – what was that football?
Thanks, Jared.
Minnesota Viking receiver and like a Ninja Turtle or something?
No. How dare you? Chris Carter and Godzuki.
Yes, Godzuki. Please put that up there, Gary. Chris Carter and Godzuki. That was like 20 years ago you came up with that.
That is probably me at my best. We'll put it up on the website. But Chris Carter, who just Viking. Scored touchdowns.
He was a Viking, right?
He was a Minnesota Viking. Yeah. I think he got traded to some team at some point. But, but he looked like Godzuki. That's all.
Oh, my God.
Now, all right. Sorry. Back to the phones. Yeah, the thing that's crazy about the whole Russian propaganda thing is when they looked into a lot of the posts, they said that well, here's the thing that's bizarre. I don't understand, but you're more fair-minded than I am, Drew. So yes. Please help me.
Thank you. First time I've ever received a semi-political compliment from you. Go ahead.
Help me understand this. The left has been saying that the Russians hijacked the election and that basically installed Trump. Then at some point, and they hijacked it via Facebook and the internet and blah, blah, blah. And they didn't stuff any ballot boxes.
Yeah.
They just hijacked the internet and then they hijacked the election.
They persuaded people.
Yeah. And then somebody looked into it and they finally got some data and some numbers and something we could look at instead of just sort of speculate. And they'd found out that while there was some Facebook postings and hijackings and of the internet that had to do with Trump directly and Hillary Clinton directly, that was a very small percentage of it, that the vast majority of it was trying to sow disrest between blacks and whites and this group and that group. Yes. And it was Black Lives Matter, fake post, white Aryan movement, fake post, Antifa, fake post, fake post, fake post, fake post.
Right.
And then the same people that were telling us about the Russians hijacking the election got back on the air the next day and accused everyone of being a racist. Or went right back to pointing fingers and accusing everyone of being a racist, and then went back to talking about the Russians hijacking the election. So aren't they playing into the hands?
Yes. Oh, yes. 100%. If they wanted to foment discord, that was it.
Well, then why? So when Don Lemon says President Trump is a racist, I have to tell you that, isn't he playing into the hands of the Russians? And isn't he one of the guys who's always talking about the Russians ruining the election in our society? And then so why?
I don't think the Russians care about the election. They care about the discord. I think that's all they want. They want us to have lose confidence in everything. They want us to be conflicting.
So why?
And so far, so good.
But if you're Don Lemon and you and your network are hell-bent on not letting the Russians take over this society or ruin the society or affect the elections, and then you come on the air that night and announce that our president is a racist, isn't that good news for Russians?
I would think so.
Russian hackers?
I would think.
And then is there a part of this that I'm unaware of? Or am I typifying this, or am I conveying this accurately?
I think so.
So why continue with that if you're playing into the hand of the people you claim to hate?
Are you literally asking me, or is that a rhetorical question?
Yes.
I think they would argue that it's a totally separate issue in their mind.
But then why keep going down the road of Russian collusion if it turns out
because
that was a very small part of what the Russians did?
I know. You got to take down the racist.
Okay. It seems counterproductive to me, but all right.
We're going to talk about True Car very quickly here. Our friends at True Car, of course. We give you car tips all the time, but there's one tip, only one tip do you really need to know, and that is True Car helps you buy used cars as well as new cars. With their True Car Certified Dealer Network, it's a nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, and you can enjoy real pricing, true price, on actual inventory, so you lock in a price for an actual vehicle on a True Car Certified Dealer's lot, and you'll enjoy a simpler buying experience. That is, whether you're buying new or used, You will see what others paid. You see that scattergram. You learn about the car. You learn about the pricing. And you lock in that true price, including all the fees, and you know it's a good price before buying. And you know it's for an actual vehicle on a true car certified dealer's lot, so you'll enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with that true car certified dealer. So when you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car, and you too can enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states.
Kevin, 41, Los Angeles.
Hey, guys. It's funny you're talking about political office and not running for political office, because that plays into my my question a little bit. Long story short, I want to be the next Los Angeles mayor, and I don't know if I am just being really ambitious or I'm suffering from delusions of grandeur. So I figured I'd call you guys.
Well, you didn't say I'm going to be the next mayor, so that would be a delusion. An illusion would be I'm absolutely confident I'm going to be, and I accept no other alternative. There's no version of reality that doesn't include me being mayor. Well, that's a delusion.
Well, the good news is Garcetti has ruined Los Angeles, and now he has his sights set on the country.
Oh, so good.
So it's not enough that he destroyed Los Angeles. He's going to destroy the United States. So there's going to be a vacancy in the mayor's office when Garcetti heads to Washington to destroy. So the whole place can be covered with garbage and homeless people.
Perfect.
I'll start picking up the pieces here first. Clearly starting with the homeless and the traffic. You guys have both inspired me, because that's two of our three biggest problems in this city, and no one is doing anything about it.
Oh, my God. Could you, Drew, here's how you know these guys are imbeciles and they don't care and whatever it is, and why it's so frustrating to be me. Couldn't they? All right, so Drew.
Yeah.
We live in a world where certain municipalities, you just take traffic. Certain municipalities have a left turn arrow and it just blinks yellow and it means you can turn, or blinks red and it just means you can turn, or when you stop, look, when it's clear, you can turn. And people send me emails from Omaha, Nebraska, go, we have traffic lights that it'll just blink and it'll be yellow. There'll be a thing that says turn when it's safe, or yeah, when it's blinking or whatever.
Yield on yellow.
But we don't have that in Los Angeles.
Pasadena does.
Yeah, Pasadena
is the one city that does.
We have red arrows and they stay red, yeah, and the things cycle and yeah, cars build up and they pile out into the next lane, and mm-hmm, it's insane. And I drive through them, of course. Wouldn't it be nice if there was just one of those campaigns with the freeway signs, and one of those campaigns they do like when they want you to save water and they kind of hit you at every angle? Where they just went, hey, we don't want to spend all the money to retrofit all those stupid red turn arrows. We don't spend all the money. Here's the deal. You may turn through a red turn arrow when it is safe to do so.
Yeah.
And then you can go, well, wait a minute. That's mayhem. That's right. No. If a cop sees you doing it,
it's okay,
when it's unsafe,
yeah,
then you're going to get a ticket. Yeah. And guess who gets to decide? Like, he gets to decide when you did an unsafe lane change.
Yep.
Or when the speed limit is 65, but there's a hailstorm, and you're going 63, and he goes, you know, it's too foggy, and it's hailing too hard. It's unsafe to, and you go, I was going 63. And they go, there's an unsafe speed for what was going on,
yeah,
in the environment
you're in. All you got to say is, oh, change the law. Red light, red arrow becomes a suggestion. That's it.
Yeah.
Follow usual traffic safety laws.
When we could avoid retrofitting everything, and yeah, it'd be easier. And we'd do a nice campaign about it.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Why?
Or not. Just change the law, period, and let people learn on their own.
Well, it's going to be a lot of dumb people sitting there honking
at them. That's all right. You learned.
All right. Why no thoughts about that? Hold on.
We got to worry about
Hold on.
We got to worry about it. Hey, we got to worry about words and language.
You know the one that drives me insane every time? Whenever I'm going to LAX, I'm always in a hurry.
Yeah.
Going down the 105, and you get off on Sepulveda.
Yeah.
And it's like three lanes, yeah, trying to turn right.
Yeah.
And it's big sign, no right turn on red.
Yep.
And you're sitting there in your car, and you're backed up 12 cars, but you look behind you, and it's spilled all the way up into,
yeah,
the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
And then you look at the traffic coming left to right.
None.
And you, and there's big gaps,
yeah,
and there's nobody coming, and yeah, you're like, why aren't we turning?
Yeah.
Why aren't we turning?
Well, at least they would say two inside lanes may turn on red or something. You know what I mean? Why hold all the lanes back?
How about you take some fucking one of the meter maids off the street, give them some white gloves and a whistle, and tell them, look, man, during peak rush hours, and when they start backing up onto the freeway, well, you just hop out there and give them a wave. Get out there.
LAX is a disaster. It's a disaster.
But does the mayor not go to LAX? Like, you don't get caught on that ramp that we get caught on every single time?
Essentially, the message for the city of Los Angeles is good on homeless, bad on transportation. Any form of transportation. I just can't wait till we get up in the air with drones and stuff.
It boggles my mind.
That, as part of your mayoral campaign, Kevin, you got to get Uber drones in here.
Well, one thing, it's funny you say Uber, because I think that's the number one way to fix traffic in this town is we have to look at getting cars off of the road. All we do now is build freeways bigger, spend $1 billion, and then we instantly fill them up. So instead of spending all the money on freeways, let's take Uber, let's take Lyft, and say every single time you take three licensed drivers, three cars off the road, the city will subsidize that ride, that Uber Lyft line or whatever it is, and we start pulling cars off the road, and all of a sudden the
you
remaining
know,
cars
you
are going to be
know
going significantly
that
faster.
In their infinite wisdom, there's a campaign to limit the Uber and Lyft drivers because they claim that there's a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers driving around aimlessly empty, and that's adding to the road, adding to the problem on the road. So, you know, you're going to have an uphill battle on that one. My feeling about them building more roads and us filling them up, it's like saying we build more apartments and we fill them up. Of course we do. Yeah. That's what a city is.
Yeah. Have you ever – I have not heard in the last 20 years – any meaningful discussion from any mayor we've had of Los Angeles while keeping the mantle of worst mayor. Traffic in the world.
Yeah.
Any meaningful discussion or any discussion of any kind about traffic.
Yeah.
Which I find confusing. I've heard Garcetti talking about, you know, once these guys are out of prison, we owe them a debt of gratitude. I've heard him talk about, you know, bringing a fruit basket down to the homeless people or letting them spend the night in your front yard. I've heard lots of platitudes and discussions about good vibes and homeless and convicts and things of that nature and sanctuary city proclamations and everything else. I've not heard any discussion about traffic, which seems like they might feel like they have contempt for their citizens in a weird way. Or, again, I'm confused about it. But do not worry. We're going to solve this problem because our governor has just passed a bill or is attempting to pass a bill that, like, every company with more than, I don't know, 100 employees or a board of supervisors or something needs to have one female on each board. I love it. Is there any... You know what you and I both sort of vibe on is one group is saying, I want to cut regulations, and the other group is trying to pass laws every waking moment. And as Americans, shouldn't we be a little more attracted to the folks that say smaller government is better and bigger government just gets you more rules, more regulations, more everything on everything? I mean, it's the freedom to start a business in Los Angeles has been taken away.
Yeah,
there is no more freedom to start
the
a business.
The freedom to build an apartment building takes 15 years. And literally four times the expense because of all the regulatory stuff.
Yeah, I've talked to guys who run franchises, food franchises, and I've said, what about one in Los Angeles? To just laugh. We're not putting one in Los Angeles. It takes 3 years and costs five times as much. We do one in Texas. It takes 2 weeks. It's easy. Okay, so I guess we won't get a Hardee's or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They don't do it. But don't you feel like that's a freedom that's being taken away from that business owner?
I just think the word tyranny should be used more frequently.
Yes, that's tyranny. The person would like...
People fought a revolutionary war over far less intervention by their government.
Just, again, buy some land. attempt to build a structure on the land and have the government tell you why you can't do that. And by the way, first you need to pay them.
I told you about that Coastal Commission thing, right, where they said, did they say about
yes.
this? Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. I mean, they decided that your property is worth nothing.
Right.
Because we declared it.
I'm just saying, why would we like more of that?
I don't understand it.
I don't either. I'll tell you one thing I do understand.
So I always think of myself as libertarian.
I understand Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. I don't know what you're waiting for. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. And good news, Chassis, that's C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis, my channel, Channel 501, now available on Pluto TV. How about that? All right, let's see. Younger brothers, advice, Dr. Drew, thoughts on online support groups, Arizona. Let's talk about that.
Oops.
Oh, is that line three or line two?
That was line three.
I screwed that up? No?
He's gone.
Okay. So now we go to line two. Steve, 34, Nebraska. Steve?
Yes. Hey, guys. Yeah, Adam, we definitely do have blinking yellow arrows. I'm from the Omaha area, roughly, so definitely have that. Sometimes there's not even arrows. It's just a soft green. You just turn when you can.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
What? I don't – hold on a second. Why are more people not – I don't blame the impotent government. I don't blame them. I blame the people. I don't get it. I'm confused by this.
Yeah.
What do you – when it's Sunday and there are no cars as far as the eye can see, mm-hmm. and it's 10 in the morning and you're sitting on Foothill Boulevard and the light is green, but not for you. You have a special red arrow. And you just sit there. And your thoughts turn to nothing. My thoughts are, what the fuck am I doing sitting here? Like, literally, lower your sun visor, block out that arrow, look to the right and see a green light,
yeah.
look straight ahead and see no cars coming. Would you sit there?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then you can either do one of two things or both. Drive through the arrow, or be outraged and write somebody or scream about it. Now, the way I'm going to die, it's not going to be driving through an arrow. It's going to be pulling up behind somebody who won't fucking move on a Sunday afternoon and going around them. And that's when I'm going to clip the nuclear armament truck.
I've been in your car when you made that move.
It's a good move.
It was in Santa Barbara. Scared the crap out of me.
It's a sweet move. Steve?
And by the way, there's about eight cars you went around.
Well, what really drives you nuts is when all the suckers back up. Like, we're trying to get on the freeway.
Yeah.
You know my greatest move, Drew? Uh-huh. The twin left turn arrow lane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The double.
Yeah, yeah.
When all the cars are backed up in the times two.
Yeah.
Going around all those lemmings. Oh.
They'll honk at you.
I love the person that honks.
Maniac.
I love the person that honks. I'm like, oh, my God. First, like, in terms of how much pussy juice was coursing through your veins, I had you at about a 7. But now that you honked, you're at 11, douche. Sorry, Steve. Go ahead.
No, it's all right, guys. Yeah, no, I was calling real quick just because I got two younger brothers, and they're, you know, they're adults. They're 32 and 28, and they've kind of both self-diagnosed depression and anxiety, and I'm doing my best to work with them, but I get met a lot with, like, I have so much depression and anxiety, I can't even get out of bed in the morning sort of deal.
What happened to them? What happened to them growing up?
Well, the only real traumatic event, I mean, our mom died so my youngest brother, he'd have been 17, and then the other one would have been, you know, early 20s. She died of a heart attack. And so that's, I mean, other than that, unless there's something that I don't know about, there's no serious traumatic event.
That kind of stuff is not great, but it shouldn't cause it. Yeah. That's not trauma.
Are they drinking or doing drugs?
They did weed for a while. They don't really do. I don't think they really do that anymore. Hell, I don't think they have money to buy weed anymore because they can't.
And so, why?
Hold down a
and
job.
If they're having disabling depression, why aren't they getting that treated?
Well, so that's I've tried working with them a lot about seeing a therapist, and they definitely have a very hard, cynical attitude towards a lot of things in life, and one of them is therapists. They just think,
forget therapists. Go see a doctor and see if we can get some biology going here.
Yeah, and that's kind of where it's been going on for about 8-9 years now, and we're kind of at the point. They used to be on Wellbutrin and some other stuff, and now, one of them says, "Well, I don't like the way it makes me feel."
Okay.
And,
all right, fair enough. Yeah. And so they've tried it; didn't work. Were they spoiled financially or something of that sort?
A little bit, yeah. So my stepdad, so parents were divorced, and then stepdad came into the picture, and then mom died, so he's kind of the only one left around, and. He definitely allowed for helping out financially. He's kind of reached a breaking point, though, where he's told both of them no now. So they're kind of at an interesting point as to whether or not they'll get anything or not. So,
well, be a good brother, but don't enable, bottom line. Do what you got to do to be a decent brother, but do not get behind the bullshit.
Thanks, Dave.
Right? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I do. I'm sort of... When those dogs don't hunt, I'm just sort of like, I don't even know what to do anymore. I just feel like...
Well, the part is getting motivation for people to want to get better. That's the really hard part about any of these mental health issues. People have to be willing to help themselves and participate in treatment. When they don't participate in treatment, it does not work.
I'm trying to think about mental health issues, and I think that we're going to have to create a new category of dogs that don't hunt. Just... People never had to do that much and don't really have to do it. And they still got cable TV and air conditioning and plenty of internet porn.
And say, wait till we have like virtual reality and stuff. Then it's over.
Yeah. Like, I guess I was depressed. I guess I was everything. I hated work. I was everything. But I had this desperation. Like, I needed to eat. You know, I wasn't going to sleep on the street. I had to just get up and go some miserable place and be around a bunch of miserable people and get paid $7 an hour and then go home and buy Top Ramen. Like, I if you had given me any kind of option that involved staying home, watching some TV, watching a little porn on the magical box on the desk and having a little spleef and doing the same thing the next day, I would have immediately taken that option. It's amazing what you do minus options.
Yeah.
How motivated you are. Add options, which everyone seems to have now and has more of and are now demanding them, and watch a larger and larger group of these people come into this corral. You know what I mean? Where it's like, well, is he depressed? It's like, I don't know if he's depressed because he's not working, or he's not working because he's depressed, or either way. Good luck moving those old bones that are 22 years old.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about LifeLock. You probably heard by now, hackers exploited security vulnerability at Facebook, potentially exposing personal information from nearly 50 million accounts. With your personal info, criminals can now open accounts, file tax returns, and buy property. There's so many threats in today's connected world, and it just takes one weak link. Criminals get in, steal your info, and that's it, man. They're gone. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your identity and devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. Let's take a little... time and protect ourselves. It's 2018. If you're going to be the victim of a crime, it's going to be an electronic crime and it's going to be an identity crime. Let's get LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LifeLock. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off your first year, plus a $25 gift card from Amazon with your annual enrollment. That's promo code Adam. Terms apply.
All right. We're going to talk to one or five.
Five. That looks a little more long. That's a little longer.
How about go to one.
Two.
Two.
One. One. I'm sorry. Pardon. One, one, one.
Amy, 37, Arizona.
Hi, you guys. I love you both.
Hi, guy.
I have a...
Hi, gal.
Hi, guy. Mm. I have a question for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
So my question pretty much for Dr. Drew. Adam can pipe in. I was wondering what you thought of online support groups.
They're better than nothing. They're getting better all the time. And, you know, the more sort of virtual experiences, the more intimate they become, the more effective all that's going to be. What are you thinking of specifically?
So my husband went, he pretty much almost died two years ago.
Jeez.
Right when I was 10 months pregnant.
Oh,
so,
God.
Yeah. He went in the hospital. He went into kidney failure and
from what?
Come to find out he had multiple myeloma.
Oh, my gosh. Terrible.
Yeah. So he had I've heard you talk about stem cell transplants, and I wanted to let you know he did have an autologous stem cell transplant
right.
about a year and a half
That's
ago.
Essentially a bone marrow transplant, yeah.
You were 10 months pregnant.
Yeah. Fun, huh?
Yeah, well,
so,
this is what happened to Fan Man's wife. Fan Man's the most interesting man in the world. He's a man who attempted to fly into the ring when Evander Holyfield and Big Daddy Riddick Bowe were fighting. And Fan Man later on killed himself on an Alaskan trail as his wife was giving birth.
Oof. Oh, no.
That's what became a Fan Man.
Wow.
Thank you.
Crazy.
So the question was, Amy...
So you want to support cancer support groups? Is that what you're sort of looking for? Or?
Yeah, and I'm kind of looking for more of people in my age group. Maybe somebody who's had I'm not going to find somebody who's had a same experience, but, you know, somebody younger age group
from?
That has young, I mean, Arizona.
Arizona.
Why are you looking for online support groups? Why not an actual support group?
So my little one, she's a little peanut. I don't have any help. And I have another little one, and so I don't want to, you know, I worked also, and put him in daycare, you know, and he has had a stem cell transplant, so he has no immune system, so, you know, I don't want to bring everything
wait,
and then.
Wait, does he need a support group or you?
Me.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
everything's
better.
Hormones.
Everything's better in person. For sure, okay?
But, I mean, online.
But all things being equal, if you can get a satisfying connection online, by all means, take advantage of it. But it sounds more like you need, like, people that really care about you, friends, family, that kind of thing, more connected to you. That's all I'm saying. But, yes, you do need support. You need support. You're in a bit of a marathon here. For him, he may or may not meet support groups, but again, wherever he was treated, they would definitely have those kinds of resources for him.
Thanks, Amy.
Speaking of resources, leg and foot cramps, you know how problematic they can be. They disrupt people's sleep. They make it impossible for people to work out. No longer with TheraWorks Relief. It's a non-greasy foam. It is proven to relieve muscle cramps quickly, and it reduces muscle soreness because, of course, you're not cramping and ripping the muscles apart. But with daily use, TheraWorks Relief can even prevent muscle cramps before they start. Takes only minutes to apply. It absorbs quickly. I've been talking about it for quite a while now. Been giving it to patients. Some of my patients love this product. People who are prone to the cramps, they no longer have to take a medication. They can now exercise. They can sleep through the night. They're very happy with TheraWorks Relief. Holidays around the corner. If you know someone who suffers from muscle cramps or soreness, this is a great gift. Get TheraWorks Relief today. You can do so by going to TheraWorksRelief.com. That's TheraWorksRelief.com, TheraWorksRelief.com, or go to Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, or talk to your pharmacist. They are as enthused as I am because no longer do you have to take a medication with TheraWorks Relief.
All right. I got live shows all over the place, and you just go to AdamCarolla.com, and you can see where I'm going to be all over the country and doing all kinds of shows.
I'm going to be at the Politicon thing, too.
You are?
Yeah, I'm doing a couple panels.
Hmm.
Huh.
Just come by and say hi.
Maybe I will. What, with Clay Aiken for you?
I love that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me more.
If I were gayer, I'd marry that man.
Wow.
Because I did Celebrity Apprentice with him, and that guy kicks ass.
On what way? I'm just curious.
He just pounds ass, man.
Yours?
Hmm?
Nothing. Anyway, you can go to doctor.com and
get
the family of pods there. I'm reading the opium series into an audiobook, so you get the whole sweep of the history of opiates and how they got crazy in this country and what we're doing, maybe in some of the mistakes we're making now. And go to my Instagram page, Dr. Drew Pinsky, Dr. Drew Pinsky. I'm doing Instagram live broadcast there, the live Instagram TV on a regular basis.
So, till next time, Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Yeah, Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You can watch over 100 channels, thousands of movies, on demand. Well, it's free. It's completely free. Normally when you hear on demand, you go, how much? No, not with Pluto TV. They never ask for a credit card. It's all legal. Just go log on and get it done. The time I'm doing this, you could have Pluto TV, download Pluto TV for free and do it on your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, your phone, whatever, and check out Chassis, Chassy, our channel, available now on Pluto TV.